We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. 33 degrees. Freezing fog created hazardous driving conditions Tuesday morning. And similar conditions are possible this morning. KSN News spoke with Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Tom Hine.
And as they treated the roadway, the elevated portions of the roadway, the bridges and things that tend to freeze up first, they would clean that area up. But then when they'd move on to the next, with that freezing fog continuing to come in, it still made for hazardous driving for the morning commute.
KDOT says crews treated highways and bridges with salt brine throughout the day to prepare for another round of icy roads possible this morning.
A police officer was injured in a crash in northeast Wichita.
It happened just before 8 Tuesday night near 21st and Greenwich. A police spokesman said they received a call about a suspicious vehicle in the area. When officers arrived, the suspect's car rammed into a private security vehicle, rammed into a fence, and then slammed into a Wichita Patrol car. The officer was reported with only minor injuries. Two people were taken into custody. The incident remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council swore in a new member yesterday.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Becky Tuttle.
Do solemnly swear. That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Kansas.
And the Constitution of the State of Kansas.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
And faithfully discharge the duties.
Of District 2 Council Member.
Of District 2 Council Member.
For the City of Wichita, Kansas.
For the City of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome.
Becky Tuttle will be the interim District 2 council member until the seat is permanently filled in November. She takes over for Pete Meitzner, who was elected to the Sedgwick County Commission. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
State Department is confirming an American citizen was killed in an extremist attack on a hotel in Kenya.
The State Department offered condolences to the victim's family and friends, but did not identify the person. The Al-Shabaab terror group from Somalia claiming responsibility for the attack in which militants stormed the hotel complex, setting off explosives and shooting people at cafe tables. Authorities did not say how many attackers were involved, but Kenyan television aired security camera footage showing at least four heavily armed men in paramilitary style gear. Special forces battling the militants for several hours. The country's interior ministry tweeting early Wednesday the area is secure and no further threat to the public exists. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is blasted by lawmakers for comments he made about white supremacy and white nationalism. House lawmakers voted 424-1 on a resolution of disapproval against King.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins made this appeal on the House floor.
I stand here with the colleagues to reaffirm these values, reject white supremacy as both dangerous and foolish.
South Carolina Democrat Congressman Jim Clyburn is the highest ranking African American in the House.
When elected representatives give cover and comfort to those who spread racial divisiveness, we embolden those on the fringes of our society.
Even Steve King voted for the measure. But pressure is building with the editorial page of the Des Moines Register calling on King to resign from Congress. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A company in Brooklyn, New York, known for its line of liberal action figures, is out with a new one.
Factory has released a Robert Mueller doll, and the action figure is as tight-lipped as the real-life special counsel. The company also has action figures of former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's also a President Trump doll for sale, which Factory calls Evil Trump Action Figure. The Mueller action figure is now available to order, and the company says, quote, "It's almost impossible to dream up a more perfect foil to Donald Trump." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This widespread cloud cover and dense fog back again this morning, and that will slow us down just a bit on the drive into work. Today's high near 40. Off and on drizzle this afternoon and this evening. Our low 33, then sunny and 47 on Thursday. And by Friday night, a potential winter storm with rain changing to snow. And we could even see some blizzard conditions in parts of south central Kansas. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now we've got fog and a north wind at only 3 miles per hour, 33 degrees. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on Wednesday, January 16, 2019. And on this date in 1991, the White House announced the start of Operation Desert Storm to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait. Allied forces prevailed on February 28, 1991. That brought America Stormin' Norman Schwarzkopf. Remember him?
Sure.
And the coalition, they put together, George H.W. Bush put together a coalition of like 30 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to do it the right way. I think he did. I think he did it the right way. That was the first time in Iraq. I never thought going into Iraq a second time was a good idea. Never did from the start. But 1991, my wife told me a couple of days before that or sometime before this, if we ever go to war again, I want to hear you say it on the radio. And I got to that night, they said, we are at war. I got to say that on the radio. Now, that's not a privilege. That's something you don't want to do ever. But I've done that at least once in my career. 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. Now, police are investigating the death of a 21-year-old man who apparently fell down an elevator shaft.
Oh, my gosh.
While playing hide-and-seek with friends in a vacant Detroit building.
Oh.
Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office spokesman Keith Owens identified the victim as 21-year-old Jonathan Mazgay. The official cause of death has not yet been determined. Police say the group was on the building's ninth floor early Saturday.
I think I know the cause of death.
Stupidity. Mazgay's friends left him when they couldn't find him. They returned later to search for him. They called 911 after finding his body in the shaft on the building's first floor. The site where the accident occurred was formerly Grand Trunk Warehouse and Cold Storage. The facility closed in 2002. And some grown people down there playing hide-and-seek in a building. Apparently too much time on their hands.
Poor decision.
Yeah. Too much time on their hands, I think. All right, what have you got under your hood? How many horses do you have under your hood? How many horsepower? Well, how much snake power do you have? A Florida man decided to peek into his engine compartment.
Florida.
When Ernst DeMonchi did, he found a boa constrictor resting on the engine.
Oh!
Says he had dropped off his kids at school Friday, came home to work on his car, and then when he popped the hood of his Cadillac, he saw the snake and just went crazy.
Yeah?
Called for animal control, but says he was told they'd charge him $300 to help. So, Gamachi says he got a neighbor who offered a less expensive method. The neighbor used a hanger to rid the vehicle of its unwanted passenger. Pick it up with a hanger.
Yeah, there's always one guy in the neighborhood that'll...
Oh, that's a snake.
Yeah, knows what to do.
That's not a very big snake. We can take care of it, so... That's what they did.
A boa.
Oh. Wow. Florida.
Florida.
Every morning we've got some bizarre story.
Yeah, I should do a shot every time you do a story from Florida.
Do they have, Ted
drinking game.
What's their state song, I wonder? We could get some of that.
They're coming to take me away?
Yeah. We'll play that every time we have an interesting story there. Well, you had an earthquake centered down near Caldwell, which is, how far is that, 70, 80 miles southwest of here, Ted? Down on the pretty close to Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's right down near the border.
But some folks in Wichita apparently felt the earthquake. I did not, of course. I never feel earthquake.
Well, it was over a 4.0, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4.0.
Yeah, so I'm sure
pretty good
shaker. Folks felt it.
Some people are more sensitive to earthquakes. I apparently am not. But I tell you, that one morning that we had one, when Chad and I were in the building, what was that, about a 4 o'clock in the morning, Chad? We had one. It felt like somebody drove a truck into our building.
Yeah.
It was a little creepy.
It's noticeable.
Yeah. What was that? That's what you say when you get hit by an earthquake. Anyway.
Apparently, the Stephen Foster song, The Swanee River, is the state song of Florida.
We'll get a rendition of that, and every time we do a Florida story, just
toss that in there.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far. Oh. Why do I know that song?
Because it's the state song of Florida.
Well, no, that's not good.
It's a Stephen Foster standard.
It was a standard
back in the day.
That's got to be it.
Of course, you know where Stephen Foster is from. Wrote all those great songs about the South.
Yeah.
He was from Pittsburgh. He was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
a real son of Dixie.
I know.
Dixie Schwartz was his name. All right, 6:39, Stephen and Ted. Time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Tuesday, the cattle complex had two-sided trading that ended with the live cattle closing mixed and the feeders mostly positive. The February and April live cattle futures scored new contract highs as bull spreads widened even further. The winter storm for this weekend will once again be hitting the major cattle feeding areas, which will make pen conditions even worse. China reports that their pig herd is down 4.3% and sow herd down 8.3% versus a year ago. Yesterday's close saw February live cattle $1.52 higher, $126.95. March feeders up 35 cents at $144.75, and Feb hogs 30 cents higher at $62.15. Yesterday, the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed negative. The lack of fresh price positive news, along with managed money selling, was the main reasons for the negative closes. Now, overnight, the grains have been mostly on the positive side on a technical bounce. At the moment, March KC wheat, 3.5 cents higher at $4.99. March corn up 3 cents at $3.74 and a quarter, with March soybeans 4 3/4 higher at $8.98. February crude oil, 48 cents lower at $51.63. February gold down 20 cents at $1,288.20. The March S&P 5.5 points higher at $2,611. The March dollar index 8 cents higher at $95.75. And March Dow Jones futures up 77 points at 24,061. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
What did you mention a while ago? China's pig herd? What is pig?
Yeah, their pig herd's down 4.3%. The sow herd is down 8.3%. A lot of this has to do with the fact that they've got that problem over there with the African swine fever.
Oh, they do. They've
lost over 900 and some head of hogs over there due to this, which I wouldn't be surprised they've lost more than that because China usually never tells you the full story.
No, they're not going to tell you the truth or everything anyway. Right. So can we sell them some pigs or something?
Well, that's one thing that's been a big hope out there by the hog industry because there is a 25% tariff on our pork going to China. But there is hope that, you know, eventually we will see the borders open up to some pork business with China.
Do we have enough pigs in Kansas, you think?
Not in Kansas, but nationwide we have enough pigs.
Okay, so we want to make sure there's a good supply of bacon for Ted, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to run ourselves short.
Okay. Did anybody have a wreck in your family yesterday? Are you all right with the driving conditions? Is it foggy?
Okay, you know, I told you I had to go up north yesterday.
Yeah?
It stayed hazy fog up there the entire day.
How far north did you go?
I was up in the Emporia area.
Emporia?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And when I left up there late yesterday afternoon, it was still foggy. Coming down the turnpike about halfway, it started to break up. Time we got back here to Augusta, the sun's shining back.
Yeah, how about that?
And it just stayed that way up there the entire day.
All right. Well, thank you for that update on what happened yesterday with the fog, sir.
A little bit of history.
And a lot of information about pigs this morning as well. Thank you.
Okay.
6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Give it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, Student Loan Debt Scammers. Don's going to tell us about it. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.